To the economy now, and there's more evidence this lunchtime that it's slowing. The National Australia Bank has just released its monthly business survey, and that shows that the sharp decline in confidence is continuing. With more, I'm joined now by the ABC's senior business correspondent, Peter Ryan. Now, Peter, is it fair to say that this survey, which is quite closely watched, is sounding alarm bells?
Eleanor, at the moment, every single piece of data, big or small, is being watched very closely. That's especially after last week's economic growth figures showed the economy slowed dramatically in the final 3 months of last year, perhaps tipping Australia into a per capita recession. Now, the NAB survey shows that both business confidence and business conditions settled at a lower level last month, and that's continuing a very sharp decline over the past 6 months. Now, one of the big areas being hit is retail, and that's especially in cars and household goods, where consumers really are taking a second thought before they make a big purchase. The National Australia Bank's chief economist, Alan Oster, told me this is all confirmation that the slowdown is becoming entrenched as businesses and consumers become a whole lot more cautious.
It's telling us that the big slowing in momentum that we saw in the back end of last year has continued into the first quarter of this year. It's not a disaster, but we've now got a situation where all the key indicators are below long-run averages.
This comes off the back of the December quarter GDP figures that we saw last week that showed a softening economy. Is this confirmation that the economy is heading in that direction?
I think that's right. And what this also showed was quite a big deterioration in the consumer side of the economy in retail. So it's an economy that overall is travelling below trend.
Are we seeing the consumer becoming more cautious? What are the sort of items they're holding back on?
What we see is the consumer will buy things that they think they need, think education, health. However, they will not do things that they have some discretion on. And you see it in cars, you see it in anything you might call discretionary retail.
You're predicting that the Reserve Bank will look at this and see the need to cut interest rates. So what's your forecast on that?
We have two rate cuts built in for this year. They'll probably take another couple of months. And so we put our first one in July. Part of the reason for that is in June, you actually get the GDP numbers, and that will be pretty obvious if you've had three quarters of a row of pretty disappointing growth. And then we put another one in November. So we have two rate cuts.
So that's the National Australia Bank's chief economist, Alan Oster. Now, Peter, just moving away from the specifics of Australian interest rates and so on, the big story, of course, internationally in the last day or so has been the Ethiopian Airlines crash. Is there any reaction on the share market to Boeing?
Well, on Wall Street, there was quite a big reaction, Eleanor, with Boeing shares falling as much as 13% in overnight trade. Now, that took something like $30 billion out of Boeing's market capitalization. So there's so much uncertainty at the moment in relation to Boeing and the stability and the safety of these aircraft, and concerns that countries are beyond China may start taking these aircraft out. But so far, the US Civil Aviation Authority has said that they can't see anything wrong. But of course, the investigators need to get to the flight data recorder, the black box recorder, before they can determine whether or not the situation is as bad as some people suspect, and whether or not that is enough to actually ground these aircraft.
That is a pretty big fall, though. Peter Ryan, the ABC's economic specialist, thank you.